At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Man, it's a 1:12 midnight
Whoa,
pocket celebration.
What's going on, baby?
What's cracking? What's going on? What's up?
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
You get me?
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, mother suckers.
Woo. I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me on Instagram. You can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram as well.
Yes, and you can.
You can tune into the show on all platforms as well under the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes.
We
yes.
There.
Please check out the website, Justin Fuller Comedy. Just Google Justin Fuller Comedy, baby. I'm the first one that pops up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That dude is.
That dude. You can check out all the stuff. Got Cool C's page on that bitch. We got all the episodes, gallery, pictures. You know what I'm saying?
All just that.
Merch, you know. Check it out, baby. We love everybody. Please hit the like, subscribe.
It's going to be right here.
Notifications, if you will, please. Love you all.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What's up, dog?
Man,
right?
I don't know.
Back, forth and forth. Should have came out to that mother sucker,
yeah. I can't call it, man.
Wow. Life, man. Life is nuts. Life is nuts, dude. Shit's crazy. But either way, we did some comedy.
I just want to do my comedy. Yes, we did some comedy.
You wanted to take time off of comedy.
I think time off is good. I mean, you know, we should take
You know what? Mentally, we probably need it.
Hell yeah, man. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? To be 100% honest.
Yeah, we do.
It's,
we do.
Because when you go through life, first, ASMR, you're going through personal stuff, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay to take a break, man.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
okay to take a break. We got enough footage. We could have ran some best of. We can, you know.
True.
Hey, we could do some back in the after these messages, moments, and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, a break, a mental break.
Yeah.
Is very necessary.
Yeah, yeah. Refocus.
We're not young.
No. Oh, you ain't lying, dog. We dealing
We're in the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely third quarter.
We're in the third quarter.
Definitely fucking third quarter.
We're in the third quarter.
I just turned 45 years old.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
We are in the third quarter, man, and
you ain't lying. Life.
It is very necessary to, you know, to slow down, take a break, get yourself mentally back together to get focused. Right. I mean, even though if it seems like, okay, you guys don't really hit the scene that much. But we are out there. We give our all when we are out there.
100%. Yeah. We try and come prepared.
We come prepared.
You know what I mean?
We do come
prepared. Yeah, yeah, we come prepared.
Never since we started this.
Right.
We never went up with a phone.
Never.
Notepad.
Nothing.
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 We give our all.
Right.
The more we progressed in this, our all became better.
Right.
We're trying to deliver better, and we give our all. Yeah. I definitely think that, all right, so when we do our reps at the open mic, I definitely want to say that I want to say we're the top tier. We're the top tier of the open micers where we are.
I agree.
Thank you.
But I mean,
I'm glad you know what? This for this guy to say he agree.
but is that something to be like super proud of at open mics and things?
Yeah,
like
it
that?
Is. Because
I mean, honestly though, hold on. Let me take back that statement. Because look, we call them open mics, which they are open mics, but in our eyes, they're shows. We're just part of that show because it's at a comedy club most of the time. When we go out and do our sets, we doing it at a comedy club open mic. It ain't like it's a bar open mic.
Right. I mean, I've done bar open mics too.
I have too, but the difference is people are sitting there in an environment. Base for comedy where you're on a stage, people are sitting there watching you, listening to you, if they're not comics talking off in the side or at the bar, you know what I mean? Most of the people there are watching comedy, you know what I mean? It's not at a bar where people are somewhat watching and talking, not paying attention, you know what I mean? That's the difference between that. And so I look at it as we're doing a show, obviously it's an open mic, and I think when we come there prepared, we're showing our progress, but we're taking that to these shows that we perform at, and it's like, you know what I mean? You practice what you preach, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like...
So what I'm saying is I agree with you. We're getting good, but it's like we're not... We're good at the open mics, but we're also good at the shows we're performing on, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like...
I mean, but what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, we're really, you know, we're giving our all to open mic versus like
going up there like just treating it as an open mic.
Basically. Yeah, like you know, hey, here's some jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still working on that.
Right.
Or you know, I mean, that, even though that's the purpose of the open mic,
but
you still bring it like.
I would think. Because if you're working on something, you're working on it. You're not talking it. You're talking it out at your house and working it out on stage, but you should have it kind of memorized or what you want to talk about. I'm not saying you can't bring a note and look at it, but when people go through their phones and read off their phones, you lose me instantly because now you're just reading. And yeah. I can't follow. You know, I can follow, but it's.
Did you notice the new couple of jokes I threw in?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those were like newer jokes that I kind of thought off on the way there.
Okay.
Wanted to see how they work.
But you didn't like write it down and put it on a piece of paper and put it. You know what I mean? It was in your head. Mm-mm. You worked it in how you kind of wanted to.
And I also got another joke that I want to work in that I was going to give to someone else, but. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just keep it for myself.
Yeah.
You know that one. When I worked at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to try that next time.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I was giving it to someone else.
I told you. Look, off air, we were talking about D.C. that's incognito right now. I won't get any more into it, but you need to bring that to the stage. Is all I'm saying. I won't get more into it, but you're
welcome to do whatever you want.
I think DC's in the house. Well, since he gave me permission.
No, you're welcome to do whatever you want. I'm still going to do what I want.
Oh, yeah. You're going to fucking sit there tight-lipped and not talk about anything. So we're just going to leave it at that. He needs to bring it to the stage is all I'm saying. Hey. Eventually.
Hey.
That's all. That's all I'm saying. It was, hey, it was funny. And everything you were saying was, I mean, you can dial back what you were saying. However, you definitely need to take it to the stage. Just the way you laid it out in the beginning and the introduction of it is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's a true story.
Well, most comedy is.
Most
of it is. There's a lot of made up shit. There's a lot of people that make shit up.
I make shit up all the time.
I mean, but I have to find something within my life to talk about. You know what I mean? It has to make me laugh and make me want to talk about it.
I make up makes me laugh.
And that's why you talk about it. That's what I'm saying. You don't think about what you think people are going to find funny. It's what you find funny.
To be honest with you, here's a little bonus. I mean, a little secret about me and my comedy.
There you go.
The secret is that I do it to entertain myself. Mm-hmm. And I can crack myself up. And I've been cracking myself up for years.
All the time, dude.
I make myself laugh so much. And the fact that other people find it funny, too, is a bonus.
That's great.
And that's the way it really goes.
I'm glad they see my humor is what it is.
I mean, that's the way it really goes.
But is it your humor or is it the way you're presenting it? Because I think it's a little bit of
both. It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both because, you know, I could crack myself up and I do.
Yeah.
Some people think that, and I've been accused of setting traps for people to fall into. And they say, you know, they say that Corey set traps all the time. He'll say like two words and people will fall in his trap. And then I'll just sit back and just be cracking the fuck up.
Because you knew it was about to happen.
Oh, it's masterfully planned. Oh, yeah.
See, you go through all that trouble.
It's not trouble. It's just two words.
Okay. Boom.
You can ask two questions. All
right.
You can ask one question or two questions and you could just
set somebody up. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not necessarily setting someone up.
Right.
It's I do a lot of observing.
Yeah. So you're able to play off of how people act.
Well, basically
let me
just say this. I can like sit back and observe. I could throw in a few fillers and then watch the magic happen.
Example, please.
I can't think of any examples offhand or none that I wish to share.
That's terrible.
But.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, let me just explain to you.
Hypothetically speaking,
let me just switch it up.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I've done.
All right.
For entertainment for myself.
Okay, well, we'll go with that.
All right. To entertain myself, this is pre-pandemic.
Okay.
I used to go to McDonald's on a Sunday in the morning time.
Now, hold on. This is just for your entertainment.
I want to be entertained.
Okay.
I'm bored.
All right.
So I go to McDonald's on a Sunday. This is pre-pandemic. Get me some breakfast or a McMuffin or something or hot cake special or something and just sit over in the corner and watch those old school dudes, the retired people in McDonald's and watch them do their thing,
man. Yeah,
OMG, that is a show. That was a show. I got so much material from them. You know,
you wouldn't set nobody up. You would just sit and observe.
I just switched the gears. I just said something that I do because I entertain myself.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I switched the gears.
I mean, that is something to do, to go to McDonald's.
Just to be entertained.
Just to be entertained.
It's certain ones you can go to.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you're guaranteed to be entertained. All you got to do is just sit back and watch.
I got a great one at Erie, PA at 2 a.m. on Sassafras. 12th and Sass, dude. Go to that goddamn McDonald's at 2 a.m. Wow! All the bars let out. All the crazies are hanging
out.
That's
at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the old school. I'm talking about retired.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah. The veterans.
Yeah.
In the morning time.
I can only imagine.
I'm talking about
the camo hats
in Cleveland, Ohio.
Like that.
I'm talking about Cleveland, Ohio, Eddie Road, 6 to 7 a.m. in the morning. You get some stuff like, they going up to get their coffees. Let me get 3 cream of 7 sugars. And you be like, and can you stick your finger in there for me? Go ahead and stir it up in there for me. You know, shit like that. I mean, that's classic material.
Nobody said that.
Classic.
Nobody said your finger in
baby,
there.
Baby, go ahead and stick your finger there and stir it up in there for me.
No way. There's
you
no
get
way.
Classic material, man. That's... I'm telling you, man. I'd be just sitting back like, yeah, all right.
They flirting.
Well, their version of flirting or what the stuff they be talking about and who could whoop whose ass and what they used to do in their day.
Right.
You know, just
wearing
just,
army hats.
They have their army stuff on. That's, you just listen to them. And
God bless
you. You will be entertained, man.
Oh,
I swear.
I'm sure. Dude, stories are stories, man. I don't care where they're coming from, man.
Yeah,
well, you can
be entertained.
Sit back and listen to people, you know, like, not... When people sit back and brag about shit they've done, dude, it's fun. You know what I mean? I can sit back and listen to people all day.
Shit, I can sit back and brag about what the hell I used to do.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I just like to sit back and listen to other people. I don't have to. Mm. You know what I mean? I just... Because when there's stories to be told, there's stories to be told. You know what I mean? I try not to live on shit like that, though. You know what I mean? I'm trying to create more stories.
Yeah, create more memories.
Yeah,
why
yeah,
not?
Yeah. Well, because there's, like I said, there's people that they once they do something, it's a wrap, and they should be proud. But that's, you know, there's people that in the military a long time ago, and there's profile pictures of them in the military. Not a terrible thing.
No.
You know, necessarily, because that's a proud moment. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, you served our country.
Oh, dude.
You protected us.
Thank you. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't come up unless it happens in conversations, but I try to...
Or you should just go ahead and, you know, post still pictures of you when you were cock diesel in the military.
You already know, dog.
Like, you did, like, a movie of it, and you went by it. And I thought the pictures that you chose was dope.
Right.
Because it made me realize how dope the Midnight Paco picture was. Right. Like, when it went by, I'm like, that was a dope picture.
Right.
Yeah, that was dope.
That's a dope picture.
Yeah, that was
I'll post the military. Bam!
Sergeant Fuller looking Sergeant like Fuller. Sergeant Slaughter looking
Boy.
Like Roadblock from G.I. Joe.
Dude, I was in the best. Shout out to my boy Dave Sigelski, though, because he was like a bodybuilder. Like that was his thing. He liked doing that. He plus he was in the military. And so when he ended up in my squad as a team leader, but we go to the gym, man, the second deployment. Even though I went to the first deployment, but the second time, I was drinking all these protein powders. He was telling me everything to take and all this shit. Plus, he was working out with me. And, all natural shit, too. I was 185 pounds in this picture.
But, Jay, I don't know if you remember or know I was in the gym too. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get back into the gym.
Yeah. It's dude. It's,
and I think we should be axing Smash. You already have your tongue out like Animal. Animal, you know, if anybody know who Animal is from the Road Warrior. That's the Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Road Warrior. It was Hawking Animal. From the Road Warriors. All right. Animal had like the two Mohawks on the side here, like right here and right there. Man, I mean, anyway, I heard stories about them guys, man.
Oh, dude. Ric Flair was on the Rogan podcast just recently.
Was he?
Yeah.
Ric Flair, I got mixed emotions about.
He was talking about all types of crazy shit.
Mixed emotions. I mean, even though Ric Flair was like, you know, he was like.
He survived a plane crash, dog.
He was the gator wearing, Rolex wearing, woo, yeah, and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just heard some racy things about him, how he was a racist bigot and shit like that.
That's possible.
And it just like, oh, man, it kills you. And then, like, Hulk Hogan. You hear about him being a bigot.
Yeah.
Like, all Hulk Hogan had to do was shut the fuck up.
Right?
And be quiet. He would have been a look, legend. I looked up to Hulk Hogan when I was younger. His message was, say your prayers, take your vitamins. And that's something that everybody could have related to.
Right.
You know, like Patrice O'Neal said in one of the roasts, I don't know which roast it was, he said, whoever knew that fucking Captain Kirk was a fucking asshole.
Right.
Captain Kirk could have died on top.
Right.
William Shatner could have died on top, but he had to go out being a big. Look, this is my word. Go ahead and mark this. Yo, Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
You winning right now, Fonz. You still alive. You still with us. God bless you. All you got to do is not say nothing stupid, and you're going to die the coolest motherfucker.
Coolest mother sucker, dog. Even his movies with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, Henry Winkler.
Yeah.
You got a good record right now.
Yeah.
Just don't say nothing stupid. You winning right now, bro. When you go, I'm not wishing you to go quickly or nothing like that. I'm just saying. You know, Henry Winkler, you got an opportunity to leave this planet being the coolest motherfucker. Period.
Right? Yeah, fucking Waterboy, dude. All his movies.
The Fonz.
I
remember an episode when there was a black dude on Happy Days. I didn't know any black people exist during those times in the town that they were in.
Right, right.
It was this guy named Styx that played the drums, and he was a good drummer. And people didn't want to come to the party because Styx was playing the drums there. Was his name Styx or Bones? I can't remember.
I don't know.
You know, and Fonz came in with his message, like, you know, pretty much, long story short, he was like hating on a person because the color of their skin, it ain't cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
ain't cool.
You know, like, oh, okay. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, you know, yeah. You know, he was always like,
that's chill as fuck.
That's cool. Yeah. You know, like, hey, you know, with the leather jacket and shit.
Yeah.
But he was just like, you know, racism ain't cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a great message, you know, and it took a lot of guts for him to do that back then. And
it wasn't put in the script.
Maybe it was, but still, it was like you still had to say, yay, I'm going to do it, and nay, I'm not.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, so, you know, kudos to him for that.
Dude, like I said, plus he ended up going from that. He was a director, right? Not just like an actor.
I don't know if Henry Winkler directed anything. I know. Ron Howard was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Richie Cunningham.
Yeah.
Was, you know, and still is, like, Hollywood royalty.
Yeah. Well, all those actors, they see all behind the scenes type shit, man, and they go from, okay, yeah, but now it's time for my idea. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone has a vision, man. And to try and capture that shit with people who have the idea. Dude, because I'll be watching movies and I'm like, can you imagine practicing for like a silly role?
Could you imagine sitting next to, I just want to do my comedy. I ain't going to disclose too much, but this dude is doing shit. You know, I just want to do my comedy.
Look, I also said if opportunities came around that I could just do something, I'll do it. That's all. I'm not going to pursue a lot. I'm not going to go out and do auditions for shit and things like that.
Mister, I just want to do my Kobe. I just want to do my Kobe.
That's all I'm saying.
I just want to do
my
Kobe.
Hey, man, I appreciate every opportunity that everyone we've met in this journey.
I just want to do my Kobe.
It's given. That's all I'm saying.
I just want to do my Kobe. He's
stupid. That's the goal. That's the goal, man. He's stupid.
I just want to do my Kobe.
DC in the house.
I don't want to do my comedy.
What's wrong with that?
Huh? All right, I'll tell you what's wrong with. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong with.
With the idea of focusing on one thing. Now, if other opportunities come around, that's what it is. But the focus on one thing. What's the problem with that? What's wrong with that?
I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it.
Jay. Okay.
This is what's wrong with it.
What's wrong with it?
That falls under the same category as if he comes and asks me to do a hosted job, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm good. Give it to somebody else. That's the same shit, bro.
Is it?
Very much so.
You think?
It is.
Not necessarily.
It is.
Because some people are made for hosting, others
no,
are
no.
not.
No, some people are made for like, look, I'm doing the correct etiquette at this moment. People bringing it to me, just like I'm gonna use a perfect example. I used to promote hip hop in my early teens, early 20s.
You got a lot of pictures, man. Bowsing. I seen them. Got a lot of good pictures.
I used to promote hip hop when I was younger.
Yeah.
I used to be with these rappers who remind me of these comics.
Right. No, hey, hold on. Before you get into what you're about to say, keep it in the head. Don't lose it. I listen to everything he says, and I agree with a lot that he says. It's just my thinking at the moment, you know.
Okay, so it was certain individuals that I thought had talent.
Yeah. Moves the wrong way.
But I used to just sort of like test them a little bit.
Right.
Yo, let me hear something. You know what they used to tell me?
I can't right now.
Man, I don't feel like it right now. I'm like, huh? How can I stand behind that? How can I? You don't never know who I'm going to be around. You don't never know who I got on the phone.
Right.
You don't never know who I'm going to be like, yo, let me hear something. You give me that. Now, on the other end, it was some cats. Shout out to my brother Red Stripe, who's making jewelry now.
Shout out to Red Stripe.
Man, Red Stripe, whenever I ran into Red Stripe, let me hear something. It don't matter if it was a lot of people. It don't matter if it was just me and him. It was like I flipped the on switch. Right. And he was just like, boom. Damn.
Go. Yeah.
At all times.
That's impressive.
Very impressive. Yeah. And it was some other cats like that.
You know
too.
Why though? You know why that's impressive, dude? Because not only talent's one thing, but they have the nerve to just do it. I mean, because people are shy, man. They want to be in a nice environment for their setting. The time, like I said, man. The reason why I said no or that I would feel that way is because spur of the moment. It's like. Like, I know when I'm hosting most of the time.
Bruh.
You get, it's a mental thing.
I get it, but
that's all. That's
gotta,
all I'm
you
saying.
You
got
to be on go.
Well, yeah, you got to be.
You got to be on
you
go.
Gotta
if
be.
You hungry,
yeah.
You're going to be on go.
You got to be.
If you hungry.
I'm not doubting it, yeah.
If you hungry, you're going to be on go.
Yeah.
You're going to get in where you fit in.
Right.
You're going to be on go. You ain't going to have no excuse.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be like, ah. Just,
damn, got
I,
it.
I need No,
I
man.
Got you.
You're going to be like, boom.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Oh, I got you.
It's go time.
Yeah. You push know, come to shove, I always no, do it.
It's go time all the time, bro.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
It's go time all the time.
It's tough is all I'm saying.
Do you think
people.
I want to do it all the time?
No, I agree. Same thing. I've been there. Yeah. When am I not really stepped up?
I'm just saying, like.
Even as much shit as I talk, when have I not stepped up?
You performed and did well every time, but
that's
you know,
all I'm
it's
saying.
Just like
I talk a lot of shit, but I usually, you know,
That's what I'm saying. You got to be on go.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have that mentality to be on go. I don't have the mentality to be on go.
You got
to
be
on go. It's reserve mentality. I understand that.
You got to be on go, bro. It could fall under the category of what you hate the most. Somebody that think they somebody. Somebody that think, you need me to go now? Or you should have talked to my people weeks ago. Or you should have arranged this weeks ago.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. So that falls under that category a little bit.
Not really.
It's
nerves. There's a big difference between to my people and schedule, or I'm just not failing. I'm feeling like insecure about myself at this moment.
Don't feel, you got to feel like.
Because that's what it is when I'm hosting.
You got to feel like I'm here and I'm down for whatever.
Well, yeah. That's what you need to do.
I'm here.
But those are completely different spectrums, though.
Nah, not really, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me. Listen to me now. Hear me now and listen to me later.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying the mentalities are completely different.
Why?
Because one is reserved and one's just cocky about it.
It's not being cocky. It's being ready.
I understand.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prepare yourself to be ready. You prepare yourself to be ready.
I understand.
You're going to this place. So once you enter this place, you should be ready for whatever is asked of you.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
But people aren't to that extent yet.
Fuck people. We talk about Justin Fuller.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Why?
Obviously.
Once you enter the door.
Mentally. I know I can perform.
Once you enter the door of this club.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of you doing this club is to do whatever is asked of you.
I agree.
What's up with that? Is to do whatever is asked of you, if it be doing 5 minutes, hosting, feature.
I got you.
You got to expect that whenever you cross that doorway.
Well, now I have to.
No,
now
and
I
that's
have
the
to.
Whole purpose of us going to this particular spot.
Oh,
is it not?
100%.
Versus doing.
And say it didn't almost. I mean, it kind of panned out because he asked us for.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Versus doing some dark bar show.
100%.
So is it not that's the reason why we go to this place?
Yes.
So having any other mindset other than being ready to go, does it make sense?
It's hard sometimes, huh?
You might as well go to a dark bar show. You might as well go to some place that rhymes with
it's CBT.
Jail BB.
Jail BB. No, look. And it's funny because until we had
Jail BT, by the way.
Yeah, right. Until we've had that conversation, though, about that yesterday, it's really like I didn't have that thought. It was just because of spur of the moment type shit. It's tough, man. You know me, man. You know how I show up at the motherfucker. I come to chill, do my set, relax, and usually I walk in that bitch is like,
First of all.
To have to grab a notebook, to have to write down all these mother suckers' names, promote shows.
First of all.
And flip the script.
First of all, the whole purpose of
I've been able to do it.
The whole purpose of us going on a consistent basis to that particular place is for the opportunities that are thrown to us.
100%. 100%. Hey.
So if that's the purpose of us doing that for the opportunities.
I'm not disputing anything you're saying right now. I was just giving you my insight. I'm not disputing you at all. But continue.
I'm done.
DC! DC!
I'm done.
I'm not disputing you.
I'm done.
100% agree with you. I mean,
how can you be on any other mindset?
I just agree with you.
I know you agree with me.
Yeah.
But why did you have to, like, have a eureka moment for that?
Well, because, like I said, when I came in, the whole reason is because you were like, who's hosting? I was like, I think Bob is or some shit or whatever the case. And you were like, I don't know how it came up, but I was like, I'm just glad, I'm glad I ain't come in. Like, if people be like, hey, you hosting? I'm like, Cordell would love it. You know what I mean? Just because you're better at it, you don't mind doing it. I prefer not to. Not that I wouldn't do it. But it was just, I was like, not my first instinct, but like, all right, yeah, cool, Pete, I'll do it. You know what I mean? I just don't have that.
So, all right, let's play devil's advocate. Let's switch roles.
In the moment is what I'm saying.
Let's switch roles.
For sure.
You had this club.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly where you're going. He don't want it.
You have a club.
Yeah.
You looking for somebody that you know there's some No Limit soldiers. Then somebody that's going to be about it. As soon as they come through the door, you know you could call them for any task and they're going to be ready and rolling.
Right.
They chose you because they thought you was about it, ride it, ride it.
Right.
And you said that bullshit. That shit would be like, boom, 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 wow.
I'm sure.
You want to be under that category?
Not at all.
Wow.
Nope.
So why would that even be a thought?
All right, because I told you the thought. Not everybody has that
it
confidence.
It don't matter, bro.
I'm just telling you, not everybody has that confidence. How long does it take for me to agree with you on shit that I do?
Okay, so.
That's all I'm saying. So, how many times do you say, this is dope, that's dope, and I'm like, it's okay.
Hold on. Your whole purpose of you saying, I never knew my company.
And I'm getting there.
Hold on. I never knew my company. So, that's your line. If there was a Justin doll and you pulled it back, that's what it would say. Okay. I never knew my company. Okay. So.
Motherfucker.
With that being said.
Yes. I could say a bunch of stuff that I ain't trying. Pull this fucking string.
Go ahead, pull. What would my dial say? Go ahead. And
you
tell
want
me
to?
Go for it. What would my dial say? Go ahead. Pull it.
That's a nice set. That's a nice pair right there.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Those are some floppies.
Keep going.
I like heavy. Some nipples.
Keep going.
Can I suck on?
Keep going.
Just sit over there and whip them out.
Keep going. That's it? That's all you got?
No, I'm being nice.
Motherfucker. That had nothing to do with comedy.
Nothing, no. Because you gotta fucking out. You're ready to film a special. You have the confidence for both of us that I don't have, exactly.
According to you, my whole special would be about titties. According to you,
it's pretty close. If we had off-air conversation, if he would talk about on stage what he really wants to talk about on stage, DC in the house.
So that's what my set and my comedy is about.
I'm joking.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. Way. I'm like, what the fuck, Jay?
No.
So this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, yo. All right, from the beginning, you was like,
I just want to do my comedy. Yes.
I'm like, All right. Mm-hmm. Take it to the street.
Yeah, no. We've had this conversation.
Hold on. In the beginning, we hit up every shits.
Yeah.
We did all the dark shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did.
Bar shows.
A lot of them. Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I said, you know, we need 5 ingredients to have a show. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody this. I say you need
really 3, but go ahead.
It's 5. You need a performer, lights, sound, a place to perform.
Well, okay, now you're getting.
And an audience.
Audience, yeah.
That's 5.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, without one of those 5s, you will not see me. You won't see Jay.
Most likely.
If you don't have those 5 ingredients for a show, you won't see either one of us. So that's probably why you don't see us on a lot of flyers. And it's not because we think that we're better or we're too good. It's because we have a brand that we're trying to protect. We have a brand. I'm a brand. He's a brand. And his comedy needs to be seen with lights and sound and an audience and a place for him to perform.
Yeah, man. When you go to some of these places, dude, you can't see somebody. You can't even hear them. What does that do for... I mean, especially if the audience can't see him.
The audience that's can't like see the worst. You.
You know what I mean? But at the
they
same...
They can't hear you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a protection of our brand.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just, if you're going to put on a show, have it nice and ready for people, especially if they're paying to come see a show. If it's a free show, then that's one thing. You know what I mean? But
I do a free show.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can hear my performers.
True.
They have a place to
Speaking of which, shit, we didn't even talk about your show yet.
The past one or the one coming up?
No, coming up.
We got a hot one for you.
Yeah.
Come through. If you're in the area, come to Grown Ups.
Grown Ups?
Yeah.
What's the date?
April, la, 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 la.
No, it should be May.
Yeah, May something. May the...
3rd?
No, man. It's May the 3rd. We got a hot one coming. You know, May the 3rd. Come through. If you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, come to Grown Ups. It's on Noble Road.
Yeah, we got a hotline. Well, you got a hotline up.
Hotline up.
I'll be there hanging out once again.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming through. And
dude, it's fun, man. Like I said, man, Wednesdays, regardless, you know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The meal.
That's the meal?
Yeah.
Yeah, come through, man.
It's fun, man. Like I said, I need that time out, the Wednesday out, man. It's the night out, man. Wednesday, wherever we decide to go. Well, most of the time, you know where we're at. Either the Funny Stop or fucking, you know, at your spot.
Mike's spot.
Well, see, it's a completely different thing because your showcase has performers that are basically headliners. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm also grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that for granted.
Oh, no.
I'm grateful for that. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming through.
Right.
Thank you for saying yes to me.
Yeah.
I respect your time. I respect your talent. And right. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all again for making my shows dope and successful.
Yeah. I mean, everyone that comes through are successful comedians. They're on the up, you know, the rise in Cleveland area and surrounding areas. Columbus, you know, Cincinnati. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, real funny, you know, I just want to share this one story, you know. One of the owners said, yeah, he was good. We got to get him back. And I was like, yeah. He ain't coming back.
Yeah,
you know, he's like,
yeah.
He came, that was a favor for me.
Right.
He ain't coming back.
Good luck with that, man.
Yeah,
he's not coming. He's gonna be gone.
Yeah, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
He did that as a favor for me.
Oh, you know? Dude, I'll be telling a story. I'll be like, man, this dude was here. The day is here. You know, these guys are performing here. And, you know, it's like the people that are, you know, that get to come and see these shows. Don't realize the talent they're seeing right in front of them at this time right now.
Thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you guys for believing in me. Thank you for saying yes to come perform for me.
Right.
And for the audience. They really appreciate it. I appreciate it thank you guys, and you know, it's a blessing, and I thank God and you guys for it.
Right.
And I'm not saying guys for the, you know, because I mean the females too.
Females, yeah. They be rocking it, man.
Man.
Are you kidding me? They be rocking this shit. That shit, I think they love the females most.
The female comedians don't get enough shine, and they show up and show out.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my female comics to come through.
Right.
I got some more female comics coming through, so... Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it, man.
It's all a blessing.
Yeah, you put on great shows, and then and then we go and do our thing on, you know, actually hit the stage and, you know, be able to get the. That's why it's tough, you know. Like this time's like if we didn't do it 1 week, it feels like forever. You know.
Well, you didn't see my set, but I actually performed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And it was a good feeling to see the people that normally I see watching the shows, like. It's just a different experience. Like, you see them laughing at other people.
Yeah.
And then you're up there and you looking and they laughing at you. It's just something that you can't really describe. It's a good feeling, though.
Well, everyone that knows that feeling knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Everyone's like, been up there and you're like, you see. That's like, well, case in point, dude, yesterday.
Yeah.
All right? Nobody was getting that. I mean... A little bit of laughter, dude. But for the most part, comics there, dude, were like, fuck everybody. They didn't say a word, yo. Everybody was up there. Even when you got off, you were like, they're fucking tough.
They were tough, but...
You know what I mean? It was just, it's just like...
I got my laughs. I was okay with it.
I got laughs. It wasn't completely dead, but dude, for the most part, my son, I'm basically up there reciting shit, dude. I mean, look, I'm just saying, it's just funny how this shit is like that. You know what I mean? That set's killed plenty of times in every aspect, except for obviously when I'm talking about certain things because people don't know it. You know what I mean? But that's a good set for the most part. It pretty much goes smoothly. And then you got all these comics and you're just tightly, and you're just like, yeah. And it's funny because you think when I get up there, it might be a little different. Because I've seen people going up there for the first time, like, yeah, they weren't that good. You know, this and that, and they're working on it. The one dude, he was going up for the first time, and he was like, I think I have this one punchline, I think it's going to kill. I'm like, don't give yourself, you know, don't put too much stock in it. You know what I mean? Because you think about what you're going to go up there and say, but then you got to do it in front of people, and tonight's not a good night. Because there ain't nobody in that bitch.
Like, when I told, you know, shout out to Burner. I told Burner, I said, hey, I'm going to do comedy.
Mm.
And his advice to me was, don't let the laughs get to you.
Right.
And don't let the lack of laughs
get to you. Right.
You know, just go out there and do your thing.
100%. Yeah, you definitely got to do that.
You can't let the laughs get to you. You can't let the lack of laughs get
to you. Right. Oh, well, no, because we know we've been there where we do a set, the same thing one time and then another time, and it's we've seen all that.
I wonder what's up with Sean White, though, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where you at, Sean
White? Yeah, Sean White, a.k.a., you know who we're talking about out there. This is a personal fucking invite. Where you been?
One of these on the West Coast, like, tearing it up.
He's always saying he's going to get up, but you never
he might be on the West Coast tearing it up.
I don't know, man. He might be going through some stuff. Whoever knows. It's funny when you see people out there and they're observers.
Like for example, the guy that complimented,
Last night?
Well, the one that commented on my clap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at him
he's
like.
He's suspect. Because you know he was saying shit, and so you know he thinks he's about to go up and kill it.
Well, he probably a comic.
Probably.
I think he's a comic.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't know him. I never saw him before.
Me neither.
He asked us to play a game across the way.
Yeah.
I'm like...
You going to lose in pool or some shit?
Yeah. He's like way too comfortable.
Yeah. He was just too relaxed and talking shit.
Yeah, he's a comic.
Yeah. Had to have been. So, mystery mother sucker. Or he wants to get into it. He just has that personality either way. But
people will talk you good game, and they will talk you to death.
Oh, yeah. But you seen what He was moving a different way. By himself, too?
Comic.
Yeah.
Definitely a
comic. Yeah. But see, not everybody... I mean, you got to be comfortable in that, because I'm not that outgoing, man. Not everybody's
it,
like
it
that.
It don't dude. Even matter. Dude was a comic.
Oh! Do we have a call? Take it, Rob, if you want.
I'll call him back.
All right. There you go.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk. There you go. A little introduction right there. Like, he never turns his phone on silent during these things.
I do.
He does, but it just went off. And that's
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Yeah, shout out to D-Hawk. That's what's up. Yeah, man, comedy is fun, man. And speaking of which, after we were talking about it, I was like, yeah, I need to go back to some of my old stuff. I need to rework it.
It's nothing wrong with doing your old stuff with your new confidence.
Yeah.
Newfound confidence.
Yeah.
And I tried to do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of my old stuff, old stuff with my newfound confidence. I ran out of time.
Yeah. I was waiting. Yeah. And then you were like, short.
Look, I saw the light before it came.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the light before it came.
We're so geared. We pretty much know where we're, you know what I mean?
I saw it before it came, and I was like.
Yep. And then you were like, well.
Then I got to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you closed it up pretty good. But it's like you said, working on, you know, older stuff.
Yeah, and trying with newfound confidence.
Yeah, that's the biggest key, man, is trying to figure it out that way.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. All right, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
Make sure you follow his website.
Yeah. And please hit the like.
Subscribe.
Notifications, if you will.
Yes.
Like I said, man, we're popping it on Tuesdays now. Checking the algorithm. Let's get it, baby. Let's get this baby popping.
Woo-woo.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,